This is the Partnership Podcast, where we bring you all things business from the Vail Valley, including business news, current issues, advocacy alerts, community conversations, and more. Presented by Vail Valley Partnership. This is the Partnership Podcast. It's Eric Williams with Vail Valley Partnership. I am on location right now at Walking Mountain Science Center. Will Barrar, did I say it correctly?
Yeah, you said it correctly. Barrar.
So, spell it for me.
B-A-R-R-O-R.
Well, that makes sense. I'm saying it right. Okay, you say people always mess it up. What's the weirdest one you hear?
So I went to this British soccer camp when I was like five, and it was all run by like 25-year-old British guys who they like brought over to like teach the soccer camp, and just like Barrow, like they would just butcher it terribly in these British accents.
Will Barrow, come here.
Yeah. And it's like you get wheelbarrow.
Oh,
yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. Boy, we started out this podcast great, didn't we? Will is a sustainability fellow with Walking Mountains, and I think it's pretty cool about your journey. Washington State, I heard at one point. And by the way, all of you out there in podcast land, I have prompted him on none of this. We're just going for it, and he's that kind of guy, so I really like that. But tell me about your journey to get here.
Yeah, so born and raised in the D.C., Washington, D.C. area.
Washington,
lived there for 18 years and then moved to Washington State, so both Washingtons. And went to college there, and that's like home now. That's where all my family is and stuff. And then moved out here May 2021, started off at Walking Mountains as an intern, doing a lot of like trash sorting at events, so GoPro Mountain Games, all the concert series throughout the summer. And then I guess they liked me enough to keep me on, so here I am, and I'm our sustainability fellow, and really excited to talk about Climate Action Week.
I heard one of your colleagues call you a mastermind behind Climate Action Week. I know it takes a team, but mastermind himself. Tell me about why do we need something called Climate Action Week? What's the whole point?
Definitely. So in Eagle County, we have our Eagle County Climate Action Plan, and that's 50% greenhouse gas reduction by 2030 and 80% by 2050. And those years are kind of coming up. 2030 is only 8 years away. And so this is a really awesome opportunity to engage the community around these climate action goals that we have, but do it in really fun and interactive ways.
Someone who's studied, obviously sustainability, and this is your background, you come into a community and you say, oh, these are their goals. You know, these goals were in place before you showed up. Do you look at our goals and say, I can help you get there? Or like, oh my gosh, that's way out of reach. Or we should try harder.
I think it's a mix of both. Yeah. I mean, I think these numbers are so daunting. Like, what does 50% reduction really mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's not tangible. Like, I can't look out the window and see that we've accomplished this goal. But I think that setting an ambitious goal and moving to a community where they obviously care about setting an ambitious goal is really inspiring and makes me and my coworkers probably want to work that much harder to try and meet these goals or at least get pretty darn close.
I love that. I love to know that that our goals are ambitious, from the outside perspective too, and inside, this is something that, it's going to take all of us working together to get there to do 50% reduction by 2030, because, that's not that far around the corner.
No, it's really not, but we have really awesome partners. We work with the Climate Action Collaborative folks are really great. Everyone at Holy Cross and their goal of 100% renewable energy by 2030 is really going to get us towards that goal, so it takes a team, but we have a really good team in the county, so that's exciting.
I like that. I love hearing that. All right, so the actual Climate Action Week itself, April 21st through 30th, there's something going on, something for everybody, something every day. So how do we start out? Just talk to me about the things you're excited about.
Yeah, I mean, so we have like a week and a half of events. It started off as Climate Action Week, but it's really like Climate Action Week and a half. And we kick everything off on April 21st, which is a Thursday, with our Zero Waste Ambassador training, followed right up by Drinkering and Tinkering. Drinkering and Tinkering being one that we're really excited about. It's going to be Zero Waste Crafting. We're going to have some free, or not free, you have to sign up and pay a small fee to join, but we'll have, everybody gets two free drink tickets. So it's for a 21-plus audience, but it should be a super, super fun time, and we'll be doing wine bottle bird feeders. So if any of you have wine bottles that you are looking to get rid of, we'll take them here at Walking Mountains and make some bird feeders out of them, which is pretty fun.
Right on. That's a cool one. Drink, and he's saying that correctly. I had to look at the poster. Yeah, drinkering.
Yeah, it has to rhyme with tinkering.
Okay.
I didn't come up with
drinking rhymes with tinkering.
Yeah, and then the day after that is April 22nd, which is Earth Day. And we're going to have our Food, Land, and Climate Speaker Panel and Fair at CMC. So every year they host a annual Earth Day event. In the morning, I think they're going to have their students do like a bunch of presentations. And then in the afternoon at CMC and Edwards, we'll be doing a speaker panel. And then there'll be a fair with some cooking demos and some like free snacks and that sort of thing. So that should be really fun. Yeah.
The April 23rd, I'm looking at the posters. We're kind of sitting here at a table checking out this poster. Seasonal Wildlife Closure Awareness Day. I actually talked about this on the radio just a couple days ago. All these, talking about how it seems kind of crazy. The trails are closing right now, but most slated to open around that June 20th, June 21st time.
So this is a really awesome opportunity to get folks involved with VVMTA and the Forest Service's trail closures and just sitting out at a trailhead and talking to folks about why we have the trail closures, about animal migration and all that. And it all really relates back to climate because the animals, the elk, are moving later and later every year, earlier and earlier every year as it gets warmer and warmer in our climate. So definitely relates back to climate action and should just be a really awesome opportunity for folks to get out in nature and talk to folks about why all of this is important.
I remember talking to Urs one time when he said I'm not affecting the, or he said people come up to him and one of the things they say most frequently is, no, I didn't see anything out there. I didn't affect any wildlife. And it's like, well, because you didn't see anything doesn't mean you didn't have an effect.
Certainly. Oh yeah. I mean, dog off leash or just you and your scent, you know, put a little too much axe on that morning, you know, that's gonna mess up the wildlife. And so really just leaving them alone during calving season while they're migrating is really like the most important thing we can do.
There you go. Especially all you dog owners, and I'm one of them with the two sled dogs in the car right now sitting in the parking lot.
Aww.
It's more safe for your animals, and it's definitely more safe for the animals out there. Again, June 20th and 21st, we see a lot of that stuff reopening.
Oh, for sure. Yep.
And as we're only on April 20th, like what, 3rd? And this goes all the way to April 30th?
Yeah, we still have a whole nother week. So we take Sunday off, but then come right back on April 25th, which is Monday, with a sustainable agriculture tour. And one thing we're really like trying to do with this Climate Action Week is have events all throughout Eagle County. So our sustainable agriculture tour is actually going to be in Basalt, which we're really excited about. Engage folks in the Roaring Fork Valley. And that's going to be in partnership with the Aspen Center for Environmental Studies and their Rock Bottom Ranch, I believe it's called. So we'll be doing that. And then in the evening, we'll have a civic engagement workshop. And that's really like learning how to talk to elected officials and give public comment specifically around like environmental issues. And then we go right into Tuesday with a recycling tour at the recycling center and landfill down in Walcott, and then a green building tour of our campus here in Walking Mountains campus in Avon, which I'm really excited about. We'll be having Brian Sipes, one of the architects who designed a lot of the buildings here, come and talk about all the green features. And we're a LEED Platinum certified.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like LEED,
cool.
LEED Plus, LEED something.
Yeah, or it's the highest level you can get. So
it's a LEED Unicorn.
Something yes. Like that. But what's cool is we have both housing and commercial like buildings. And so there's a little bit for everyone. If you're someone who's looking to build a house in the valley and want to have it be net zero, we have net zero housing on campus that we'll be giving a tour of. Or if you're looking to build an office building or something like that, we can tour that as well, and you can learn all about it.
This is going to be awesome to see, because I've actually been on some of the small tours and seen this building and some of the things that you just, oh my word, that does that and that heats that and you can do that is what I think I said over and over.
Yeah, so we have housing down for our educators, and their energy bill in the summer is $7, and that's the processing fee. So it's totally net zero, solar panels on the roof, everything runs off electricity, no gas. Yeah, we're really excited to show that off.
I did want to reach across the table and Will Smith smack him when he said $7 an hour too, but I didn't.
I appreciate it.
You bet. That's the thing now in the world. We can just say that, right? Will Smith. Yeah. You Will Smith somebody. April 27th, and you and I had just 2 seconds of chatting about this before we went live on the air, is that it says Adam Palmer solar array build coming up for these couple of days, and you got a little bit of history with Adam. You didn't know the guy personally.
Yeah, so I moved here, unfortunately, after Adam passed, but when I was applying for the job here at Walking Mountains up in Washington, his obituary showed up in our local newspaper, and Adam actually used to live in Anacortes, Washington. And so my parents kind of pointed it out and asked if I knew anything about what was going on, which I didn't. But yeah, we're really excited for the solar array build to honor Adam and Andy and Seth and build a solar array down in Gypsum that I believe is going to power something like 50 low to moderate income homes down there. So it's really, really an awesome opportunity.
That's so cool.
And I think it's really cool.
You need plenty of volunteers for it.
Oh, thank you. And we're going to keep getting those. I think it's really cool that his legacy continues.
Oh, for
you
sure.
Know,
yes.
That's it. And for those of you who are Adam Palmer was our sustainability manager for Eagle County and passed away tragically in an avalanche with two of his close and many of our close friends. It's, like you said, crazy that you guys came from the same place and that you're, you know, continuing a piece of Adam's work. I still love seeing the name Adam Palmer Solar Array Build. That makes me sad at the same time and also really happy to see that his legacy continues in that way. And Andy and Seth, of course. We love those guys. So that's April 28th. Lots of stuff. We need volunteers for that. People, we're going to give you information. It's walkingmountains.org, to be honest, where you're going to find all the ways that you can volunteer, donate, all the pieces. But keep going. We got 29th and 30th for these climate week and a half.
Well, before we get off April 27th and 28th, the other really exciting opportunity on the 27th is our Climate Action Collaborative Youth Roundtable. And we're really trying to engage youth with our Climate Action Week. And this is an opportunity for students to sit down with elected officials from some of the local towns and county. So we have Matt Scher and a few other folks confirmed, and it's an opportunity for high school age, middle school age students to talk about, like, what is Eagle County doing relating to climate action? You know, here's this thing that so many students care about. How can they get involved? What is the county doing? And just learn all about it. So we're really excited for that one, too. And then the Adam Palmer Solar Array Build continues on the 28th, which is Thursday, and then on Friday, we have Yoga for Hope, which is a little more of a hopeful, like, ending, sort of, to our Climate Action Week. That'll be at the Avon Rec Center, totally free, and that'll be a really fun opportunity. And then that evening, we'll have our Solarize kickoff here at Walking Mountains, and we'll have, like, drinks and snacks and everything for folks, and they can learn about our Solarize program, which is a community buy for solar, where you can get it at a little bit of a discount, and that's in collaboration with Active Energy Solar.
Awesome.
So we're excited about that one, too.
And then, of course, April 30th, it concludes with the highway cleanup.
Yeah, so in partnership with the Eagle River Watershed Council, that's a bit of a mouthful, I will be doing our Community Pride highway cleanup. So there'll be tons of teams all over the county, and Walking Mountains will have a team or two. And hopefully we'll be cleaning up a section of roadway around our Avon campus, but TBD on that one. But we'd love for you to join our team or any of the other teams with that cleanup. The more the merrier, for sure.
I was a team leader on the highway cleanup for years as well, and know that this is safe for, like, families and so forth. There's definitely certain ones you can sign up for that are a little... I mean, there's some people walking beside the interstate. I used to take the old high school youth group out. And
oh, nice.
We'd walk alongside the interstate, but the ones for the smaller kids, there's definitely spots that this is something everyone can do. My family participates every year. It's important.
Oh, certainly, yeah. I mean, I think there's an age cutoff to be along the side of a road, but if you have younger kids, they'll find a park or like a little bit more of a protected area for you, and they certainly want as many volunteers as possible.
I love the day after the highway cleanup, because you've been seeing it and you haven't really noticed that you've been seeing it, and the snow has melted, and, you know, some of it's on purpose and some of it just happens. But then the day after, and you go, oh my word, this place looks just absolutely amazing. We always love running through, and you feel a sense of pride when it's like, this is my section that I deal. And then, you know, I see something fall out of a truck in front of me on my section of the highway, I'll chase those people down.
Well, I think, yeah, and there's people who've had the same section of road for the last, like, 10-15 years, and that is their section, and people get a little, like, up in arms if they don't get their section. So
I had Wilmore Lake for years, and you don't mess with that. You know that little one over there, because it's a nice safe spot for kids. But we pulled some weird stuff out of Wilmore Lake.
I think they have, like, a competition for whatever the weirdest thing, and you'll get, like, creepy dolls and, like,
there,
all
there
sorts of weird stuff.
There's a big party at the end. I won one year for a set of dentures.
Oh my goodness, that's disgusting.
Hey, all of this is climate action, as we were saying, week, but it's actually climate action week and a half. Walkingmountains.org/climateaction. Excuse me, I'm drinking my coffee. For all the info on this, it's part of the Climate Action Collaborative. I want to hit you with one that I heard the other day, which is, and by the way, like I said, Will is our sustainability fellow, but I didn't prompt him on any of these questions. So here's the one that somebody shared with me the other day. They were saying, if we could see the greenhouse gases. I mean, if you could see when your car is sitting there and it's turned on and someone walks by and they walk through the cloud of your gases, if it was purple or pink or something, or had a smell to it, this world would look completely different. We would be absolutely, like, shocked. That's what is it going to take for us as a society to put that vision in our head where it's like, oh my word, I'm trying to, you know, pull out every little piece possible. Can we color it? Can we color it all purple? I think is what I want. It was just a neat speculation. Someone said, like, if this was all purple, you wouldn't believe the way the world would look. And I went, all right, that's kind of.
I think around here, I mean, the thing that the most people relate to is the snow. And so if every year earlier and earlier it gets slushier and slushier, you know, here we are, you know, in March and it's slushy, or early March, February, and people notice that. And so maybe it's not the emissions out of your car being purple, but it's this like tangible thing that people can see. And I think that's what we're so lucky to have here, is this access to all the natural beauty and skiing and outdoor recreation. But if you can't fish all summer because the streams are warm, or it's so hot that you can't go mountain biking at 1 p.m. on a Saturday when you want to go.
You're constantly worried about fire danger.
Yeah, you're worried about fire danger, the skiing sucks, or whatever it is. Like, that's what it takes to communicate these problems that we're having to people, you know, no matter political spectrum, beliefs, anything else. There's a reason people live in Eagle County, and it's the outdoor wonders that we have. So
I appreciate that. That's a hard question, isn't it?
A hard question.
I know, like, how are we going to fix the world? Is what I just asked you in that moment. That was that was a pretty darn good answer for how we fix the world. The way that we start is we participate in Climate Action Week, and we start. You know, this is telling the story, and this is tangible ways that we can make a difference. I think we're pretty good on talking about the week, but if you'd give people one final invitation as to how they access it and why it's important.
Yeah, definitely. So walkingmountains.org/climateaction. The vast majority of these events are free. They take place all over the county. We have a couple events where we'll have Spanish translation, so that shouldn't be a barrier. We'd just love to get you involved. Please sign up online. Space is limited for a lot of these events, but there's still plenty of time to sign up, and we'll get started on April 21st.
Will Bearer is the sustainability fellow. Did I say it? Bearer? I just blessed. Barrar. Jeez, man. Tried to like blast through. Will is the, sustainability fellow here at Walking Mountains. Thanks for welcoming me to your incredible LEED Platinum space, and can't wait to see where this goes.
Oh, I'm excited. Thank you, Eric.
Be sure to subscribe to the Partnership Podcast on whatever platform you're listening right now, and find more resources at ValeValleyPartnership.com.